So again, just settling here together. And sensing your belonging in the Sangha, as being part of the Sangha. Sensing into the breath. And always at the beginning of any sit, it can be helpful to take a nice deep breath in, filling the lungs, and a slow exhale, just to really get in touch with the breath and have a few cleansing breaths to settle. And then for this sit, I'm going to invite you to spend some time imagining breathing right into the heart area. Might even, again, imagine the shape of the heart. And imagine that with each inhale, that you're shedding some layers of protection around the heart that might harden the heart, allowing the heart to soften, to open. Maybe even imagine the heart growing. I like to think of the Grinch's heart. You saw the Who's in Whoville celebrating Christmas after all. Breathing into the heart, remembering that all these Brahmaviharas resonate from the heart. They live in the heart. And again, as a way of bringing friendliness here in the body, you might add that slight smile to the eyes and the lips. And throughout this meditation, whenever you'd like to, you can always place a hand on the heart, or one hand on the heart, one on the belly, both hands on the heart. That can be helpful to tap into the heart, your own touch. With each exhale, see if you can let the body settle, soften a little more, release, unfurl. It's also helpful to remember that the practice of metta is a practice. In the words of Fred Rogers, better known as Mr. Rogers, he tells us, love is not a state of perfect caring. It is an active noun like struggle. To love someone is to strive to accept that person exactly the way he or she is, here and now. In the English language, metta is most often translated, as Pat was saying last night, as unconditional friendliness. And our own dictionaries describe friend as a good companion, one that is not hostile, one with whom you have a bond of mutual affection and esteem. And yet so often when we're working on cultivating friendliness for ourselves, especially, we can get blocked by our own beliefs, which are often just simply habitual, ancient, old, conditioned thoughts that are mostly untrue and usually not at all helpful. These beliefs might include things like feeling regretful for something we've done or how things have turned out. Maybe feeling that we're not worthy in some way. And sometimes when we're holding on to these beliefs, really clinging to them, we often forget about or even start to question our own innate goodness, our own good hearts, as well as our ability to be friendly, especially to ourselves. Eckhart Tolle says it this way, "You do not become good by trying to be good, but by remembering the goodness that is already within you and allowing that goodness to emerge." You do not become good by trying to be good, but by remembering the goodness that is already within you and allowing that goodness to emerge. And so right now, I'd like to invite you to call to mind or recall, remember something you've done or said that you feel was a kind or friendly action, the time that you were generous or caring or in some way contributed to someone's well-being. This does not have to be a big thing. It could be opening a door for someone or sharing something with someone. It doesn't have to be a big act. Something you've done or said that was kind, friendly, generous, caring, contributed to someone's well-being. And if something starts coming to mind, allow the happiness that comes with remembering. And if nothing is coming to mind, you might gently turn your attention to a quality that you like about yourself. Maybe an ability or strength that you can recognize. Or some kind of generosity or friendliness. And if still nothing comes to mind, you might reflect just on the innate urge towards happiness within you, and the rightness and the beauty of that. And again, you can always place a hand on the heart to physically connect with the heart. Tap into that innate goodness. So as you continue to reflect, I'd like to invite you to really fully open up to your goodness. See if you can sense that true natural goodness within you, the light at the core of your being. If this practice for some reason brings up a sense of impatience or pain or fear, please know it's okay. It's part of the practice. It can be. And see if you can simply return to the contemplation with a sense of kindness for whatever's arisen without any guilt or judgment. And then try not to judge the judging as well. Bringing your attention back again and again to a remembrance of your goodness or a good quality that you like about yourself. You might even try seeing or sensing yourself as a young child or even an infant, remembering your innate goodness. Maybe seeing yourself smiling and happy. Really let that resonate in the heart. Again, maybe adding a smile to the eyes, the lips, as you remember. I'm going to invite you now to imagine or sense the kindest being that you can. This could be an ideal mother, father figure, grandmotherly figure. It doesn't need to be your own relative, but it can as if it feels safe. It could be the Buddha, Jesus, Kuan Yin, Mother Mary. It could even be an animal. What's the kindest being you can imagine? Ask them to be with you. Imagine them. Imagine them with you, maybe looking into your eyes or placing their hands in yours. Just imagine that. Or cuddling up to them. And imagine them saying these words to you. There are people who wish you well, who like you, who see the good in you. Almost certainly you are loved. Your kind heart and good intentions are real. They exist. You have created much good in the past, and you continue to do so in the present. You are not a perfect person, but nobody is. Not a single one of us. You are a good one. You are, in fact, infinitely worthy of receiving and offering kindness and love. Please allow yourself to be human, still learning life's lessons. Really staying with that. Really sensing that in the heart. When there are people who wish you well, who like you, who see the good in you, almost certainly you are loved. Your kind heart and good intentions are real. They exist. You have created much good in the past, and you continue to do so in the present. You are not a perfect person, but not a single one of us is. Nobody. You are a good one. You are, in fact, infinitely worthy of receiving and offering kindness and love. Please allow yourself to be human, still learning life's lessons. And sometimes as you listen to these words, feelings of unworthiness sometimes might arise. And it's okay when this happens. Just know it's a chance for you to clearly see the conditions that limit your love for yourself. It's really useful to see these things, not battle with them, but see them. Continuing to breathe deeply, accepting whatever feelings are here. Remembering all the good that's within you, that you really do have innate goodness. Really sensing that in the heart. You might now imagine being surrounded by all the most loving people that you've ever heard of in this world. And see yourself surrounded. All the loving people you've heard of or know in this world. Feel surrounded by their kindness and good wishes and care for you. Really sense that. And if somebody comes into the circle who's not invited, let them go. Most loving beings you can imagine. All the people that care about you. Offering you their loving kindness and well wishes and care. Really being there for you and seeing you. And now imagine this group of people is offering you the same words. We wish you well. We like you. We see the good in you. You are loved. Your kind heart and good intentions are real. They exist. You have created much good in the past and continue to do so in the present. You are not a perfect person, but neither are we, not a single one of us. You are a good one. You are, in fact, infinitely worthy of receiving and offering kindness and love. Please allow yourself to be human, still learning life's lessons. Staying with it. Letting this be really felt in the heart as best as you can. Again, you can touch the heart with your hands to get in touch with that. We wish you well. We like you. We see the good in you. Certainly you are loved. Your kind heart and good intentions are real. They exist. You have created much good in the past, and you continue to do so in the present. You are not a perfect person, but nobody is. Nobody, not a single one. You are a good one. You are, in fact, infinitely worthy of receiving and offering kindness and love. Please allow yourself to be human, still learning life's lessons. Continuing to hear these words, your innate goodness is being seen. Staying with the heart, the home of the heart. I'm going to invite you now to say these same words to yourself. So, saying these words, directing them right at the heart. There are people who wish me well, who like me, who see the good in me. Most certainly, I am loved. My kind heart and good intentions are real. They exist. I have created much good in the past, and I continue to do so in the present. I am not perfect, but nobody is. Not a single one of us. I am a good one. I am, in fact, infinitely worthy of receiving and offering kindness and love. May I allow myself to be human, still learning life's lessons. Continuing to allow whatever feelings arise to be here, holding them with kindness. And for the last 4 or 5 minutes, adding whatever words that you would like to add, any kindness, kind words, to yourself that reflect your innate goodness. Opening up even more fully to this goodness and resting in the felt sense of that, allowing the goodness in your heart to be felt and known and cherished. Finally, with the eyes closed, just listening to these words from Neil Donald Walsh, see if you can really take these in. Your light is seen. Your heart is known. Your soul is cherished by more people than you might imagine. If you knew how many others have been touched in wonderful ways by you, you would be astonished. If you knew how many people feel so much for you, you would be shocked. You are far more wonderful than you think you are. You are far more wonderful than you think you are. Rest with that. Rest easy with that. Breathe again. You are doing fine, more than fine, better than fine. You're doing great. So relax and love yourself today. Relax and love yourself today.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.